Okay.
There we are.
Well, we're not going to do too much. Okay, welcome everybody out tonight. We have some items on the agenda. The first item is public comment. It's January 3rd. If anybody has public comment, please come up here, state your name for the record, and you can talk to the new council or the old council. Do we have any public comment tonight? No? Okay. That takes us to item number two. Mr. Pearson pointed out that we should probably approve the minutes because the new council wouldn't have been to those meetings. For the last meeting, what does the council want to do?
That's probably right.
I wasn't here, so I can't verify that they're good.
No, there's only three of us here.
I would like to propose that we continue the approval of the minutes because there were several inaccuracies in it, and I would like the new clerk to have an opportunity to go through there and listen to the recording and make those corrections so that we can approve them at the next meeting.
Okay, so can we jump to item number 11 so we can make that motion right now?
If you'd like to, it's okay with me.
Okay. Did we get the motion? The motion to continue?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, call for the vote, Mary.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carried, then we continue. All right. Now we'll jump back up in order to oath of office and swearing in of council members. If the new council members will come up, Amanda will give you the oath of office.
Don't step back down.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, John. Good to see you.
You too.
You need to be with these. You have different ones.
Yeah, successful. Yeah, successful.
Well,
you
have these.
Okay. Same one, and then I have some copies if they want to copy.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to do each one of you individually. I'll have each of you raise your right hand and then repeat after me. After our first sentence, after I say aye, I'll just have you repeat your name and then we'll continue from there.
Okay.
If you understand.
You starting down that end or this end?
Whatever. I'll just start with you and then we'll sign. And after we're done going through our paragraph that we need to read, I'll have you date it and sign it and then I'll notarize it.
Okay.
Okay. So, raise your right hand. I'm shaking, so I'm going to keep the paper down. Okay, I.
I.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Should I say my name right?
Yes.
John Blotter. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States. The
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
Constitution of this state.
And that I will discharge the duties.
And that I will discharge the duties.
Of the office.
The office.
Of my office.
Of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Okay. So just date, signature.
It's today the 4th.
Today's the
3rd.
Yes. And then.
You need
I need my notary. It's in my pocket.
If you guys want a copy of this, I have extra copies and you can have a copy of, you can get it signed by Amanda.
Okay.
once-in-a-lifetime experience for me.
Here's what she's going to ask you, Scott. Cheat sheet for you.
I need it.
All right, you want to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I.
I, Scott Allen Kohler.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this state.
And that I will discharge the duties.
And that I will discharge the duties.
Of the office.
Of the office.
Of my office.
Of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
All right. Date and sign.
I'm shaking his back.
And then
that's the third item.
This third.
Okay, did you all get a copy, chance to get a copy if you wanted one? Amanda will sign.
if you want me to notarize, I'll just have to have you sign it as well.
Do you need a driver's license?
When this ends, I will have you guys stay and help people on the book.
I don't need my driver's license. My kids took away from me a month and a half ago.
For you.
We can find it out. You guys laugh, but they did. They didn't even let me get my own truck. I did today, though.
Do you want my stamp on there, Tony?
I do.
Yes. A couple of us, okay?
Joyce, I can do that.
You got a southpaw there.
Yeah.
We won't hold that again.
That's why Steve Engineer has southpaw. It's like double one.
That's a bad deal. Two negatives. Make a positive.
That's right. Right brain and right brain.
You'll be taking over the meeting. I've got your agenda here. This is the ordinance that will take place for the resolution on the planning commission members. We'll have to add their name to that because their application is there to get on the resolution. Okay.
On our agenda this evening, conflict of interest statements. I'm going to ask that you all bear with me. First time doing this, so I guess we're at, how many of you have your conflict of interest statements ready?
I don't.
I don't.
Okay. So what do we do about that?
I just get them in.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they're due tonight or anything.
Okay.
They should come right away, though. They should be.
And then we do a follow-up, right?
You should do one every year.
Yeah.
Or any time a conflict arises, a possible conflict.
Yeah.
You wanna get that out.
Okay, so, do we have to call for a motion on that or anything?
No.
Okay. Sounds good.
Are you having them read those? If they have them, they should read them.
Okay. I'll go ahead and read mine, and then we'll just go down the line from there. And on my conflict of interest statement, I just put, I own a construction company, have done for a number of years, and I will not bid any work or any projects that the town of Daniels is involved in. So, but I will continue to bid and work for private individuals like I have done most of my life. So if there's private individuals in the town of Daniel that I contract with to do work for, I will continue to do that, but I will not bid or do any work that the town of Daniel is involved in.
Damn, no free labor from you?
I didn't say anything about free labor. I won't bid or work on any projects that the town of Daniels has under their jurisdiction. So, okay, so here's.
When I'm retired, I declare that I have no conflicts of interest that would be of issue in my service to the Daniel Town Council.
Very good. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Okay, we'll collect the others at the next scheduled meeting, or as soon as you can get those turned in. Our next agenda item is appointment of our planning members. And I'd like to say, if I do this wrong, somebody help me out. So the reason that we're going ahead and appointing the planning members this evening is because we need a planning commission. And so we'll appoint those members this evening. Like I say, I don't know really how to go about this, but we have Mark McAllister would like to continue holding his seat on the Planning Commission as a member for another term. He says, please accept this as my official notice. We have Lindsay LaFay, who would like to be on the planning. She wants to be the planning secretary, and what I'm going to say to that, and I hope I can say this, is that I believe there are some other individuals who are planning on putting a application in for the planning secretary, and so I would think that we should probably hold off on appointing her to the secretary position until next month.
Is she here? Is Lindsay here?
Are you here this evening, Lindsay?
She's not here.
No. So, is that all right?
That's fine. I think you could go ahead and appoint her to the Planning Commission. Her application's there, so she has the time to do that. Okay. So you should have three names there.
Point of order, Mayor. I feel a little bit weird voting on something that I've never had a chance to research, nor to look at, nor to talk with those people who are asking to be on the Planning Commission. I feel uncomfortable doing that here. Like, this is just kind of a bit premature. You know, that's just my feelings. But as a member of this town council, and ultimately the planning commission responds to us, I would sure like to get to know these people. The two people you've mentioned, I don't even know. Okay? I don't want to offend anybody, nor do I want to say that all of the people who have applied are probably excellent candidates. If I'm truly going to put my voice and support behind them, I'd like to know who they are.
How many slots do we have open?
So we have 4 that are open right now.
And 3 applicants right now?
The ones that you see there, Mark McAllister, their terms expired at the end of last year. So they're the same as the council. They're 4-year term. And so we have 3 other members that'll expire in 2 years. We're off that 2 years.
So we're just voting to reinstate them because they've already been on the plan.
Just one of them.
Just
one of those, yeah. And the other one, I think, Scott will announce here.
Yeah, and I apologize, but this John Gladowski would like to offer his services on the plan.
He's no good.
Also. And one thing that, as I've been reading, and I'm just going to say this, but as I've been reading, I understand that the Planning Commission has 14 days to respond to certain things. And so as I thought about this, I thought it would be important that we at least had an active Planning Commission in case something was presented that they needed to act upon within the 14-day period.
Do we have items that are pending on the agenda that must take action before the next town council meeting?
Yes. Any application that comes in, we have 14 days to act on.
Any application, but we have no applications pending.
Well, I think everything's in motion. I think that everything's had action on it, and we're waiting for things back. Ryan can speak more to that on it.
There are some applications that we've acted on. We don't have any new ones. The concern on is currently the Planning Commission hears all new building permits. With state code, we have 14 days to hold that hearing. And so where we've had one meeting a month, we've been doing a lot of that electronically as applications come in.
But what you're saying,
correct, is we don't have any today.
We don't have any pending.
But we could have one come in between now and the next meeting.
Correct. Well, I'd sure like to.
I agree with you. I know most of these people. I don't know Lindsay, but was this announced? Was it announced through the town that, hey, we're looking for planning members? And
has been for 2 years.
How was it announced? Would you please inform
and
us?
So it's on our website.
Okay.
On the town website. And then, of course, in every meeting, we almost announce that. Every single meeting, every hearing we have, we announce there's open spots.
So sure.
How can we do that better?
I know of several people that have expressed an interest to me personally of serving on the Planning Commission and have never got an invitation or never knew about this open roster or whatever there is. And so I would really like to see if we can expand that process.
It was ran in the paper also. So.
Yeah. How many of us get subscriptions to the paper?
All he is saying is he's done his job, they've done their job.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, I have to do my job. And so I would appreciate the opportunity to get to know a little bit better the members of our Planning Commission. And also, when I raise my hand to support them or reinstate them, I want to do that with some knowledge and understanding, rather than having it put on this agenda here tonight when we just got sworn in and we have not had a chance to do some due diligence on this process. Anyway.
I was just saying, we'll probably have to cancel the meeting. The quorum, but you're saying there are people that have expressed interest. If they've come to the meetings, they know that we've asked for new people. So I'm wondering if there's people that have expressed interest that have never come to a meeting.
No. I think there's a lot of people that are, you know, expressing more interest in being involved. And I heard that when I went around and visited throughout the town. Hey, if you've got an opening for somebody to, I'd be happy to sign up. Now, wouldn't you also want to take that name into consideration?
Yeah, you would, but I'm just saying I would hope that they'd have expressed enough interest to come to a meeting to see what it's about. But, yeah.
I don't think any of them even knew that there was vacancies, or else they might have. But all I'm saying is, I would like to see us, you know, cast the net a little bit wider. That's just my opinion.
Do you have any ideas on how you would do that?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead.
I think that we need to have something in place where, instead of the people having to go to the Daniel website and having to search and know about it, for example, if we had all the emails of the members of the town, that would be one way. If you get an email, it's there. They don't have to go looking for it.
And I think that could be easily, we could easily get emails from people in this town. And if then we expressed an interest, or we said that there was an opening, I venture to say we're just going to have a larger group of folk from which to select up.
Is there a Facebook page or anything? Because most, like in Heber, most entities have Facebook pages.
We don't.
The health department.
We did have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Our clerk resigned, and then okay. I think that's been discontinued. But you're right, we should have.
I could give you four names right now of incredibly good, five names of incredibly good people who would love to serve. And I'm, again, this is not commenting as those who have already served, bless their hearts. But I really, really would like to see this become a more broad-based approach than just on the very first night I'm a member of the council, I'm asked to approve, re-approve or re-approve people, but I don't know.
So I certainly understand that, but I also understand that it is really hard to get people to come, and if they're not going to come to the meetings and they're not going to show at least enough interest to come and be involved, it makes me wonder whether they're legit. So it's really hard to get people. I can understand an email, but how are you going to go get everybody's email?
Well, I don't think that would be very, very hard. We could enlist a couple of scout groups or young men or young women to go out and get emails from every person that will give one out.
And the Facebook page is an excellent idea.
That's a good idea, I think. Yeah. Couple comments.
There's a very active Ask Heber Facebook that I got some really good information about broadband. And it's that something like that is really easy to post. It's they have an administrator to make sure everything is like an even playing field and is in a good spirit and whatnot. I love that it's administrated, so nobody can post something that's gonna hurt someone's feelings or cause a conflict or anything. But I think that would be an easy place to start. And I, for one, got a note. And I'm assuming our mailbox that said that someone in Daniel Township was starting something like that. And I actually posted that on Ask Heber today to say, I understand that there's another group out there. Is there anyone who lives in Daniels that knows of this? So I put that out there today because it was like right at Christmas time. And so it got put with Christmas cards and who knows where it ended up. But that was on paper, but anyway. It's a really good group to join, by the way, if you want to know what's going on.
Joel?
Well, until this last year, anybody that's been on the council or the planning commission, it's been a volunteer and somebody from the council or somebody has asked, or the mayor has asked any of us to be on the council or planning commission. So there hasn't been a large pool. It's whoever's been able to either take the time or effort to go to these meetings. And yeah, it'd be nice to see more people at some of these meetings. You know, even when there's nothing really big going on, but just so that they're more involved to understand what's going on.
My comments are not a reflection of those who have served. Public service is fine. But I personally ask people if they have been many, if not most, didn't even know we had a town website. And they,
So all I'm saying is, I just believe if we're going to be the voice of the people, then we need to connect with the people. Because we're not the bosses here, it's the citizens of the town that are the people that own this government. And we should try as best we can be responsive. So if there are good people that are sitting on the sidelines but don't know how to get in the game, I want to reach out to them. And I want to see if we can be inclusive, and then from there, you know, the chips will fall where they may, but I would really, really like to see if we can find a way to.
So could we propose a couple things to try to get more applicants and take a vote on that and see if that's what we want to do?
Well, I think
do you have ideas of what we would do? Maybe this website, maybe a Facebook page?
I would like to propose that we ask the existing Planning Commission to not stand down, but to stay in their positions one more month. So if there's items that come up that are critical, that need to be attended to, and then let's see if we can find exactly what you said, open a work meeting or something, some ways to find if we can cast our net a little more broader and a little wider. Okay?
Can we do that?
What? Can you ask them to stay? Well, their terms expired. I think you'd have to pass that resolution.
Yeah.
To put them back in.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can tell you that those three names there does not fill the Planning Commission, nor does it even touch the Board of Adjustments. We have openings on boards that have been open, and they remain open, and
yeah.
I hope you're right. I hope we can get people involved, because that's what we need. But unfortunately, we have three applications here,
yeah.
and a Planning Commission.
I do believe, too, like, if the interest is there, it's not hard to find. Like, I agree that maybe it's good to put it out more, but if the interest is there, it's easily.
Today's real world, I can't believe we can't do this. I just can't believe we can't do this. And even if it means that I personally will start knocking doors, I don't do that. I feel strongly enough about this that we need to have the voice of the people needs to be heard, and then they can't come back and say, well, gosh, I never can. That's how government gets screwed up, in my opinion, when people don't get involved. And so using that as an excuse, I think, sometimes is
I agree 100% on Pam Skinner. I am on the Planning Commission. But I also agree that if you have interest, go out there. It's my responsibility to come out. It's not your responsibility to knock on my door and say,
no.
Please, Pam, will you come to the Planning Commission?
I hear you.
So a little of both would be good.
Yeah. Why am I going to go to a Planning Commission? If there's something that interests me.
Correct.
Or there's something.
In your neighborhood, maybe.
Exactly.
This is our neighborhood.
I'm not going to beat the door down unless I understand there's a need, though, for good, qualified, and capable people. I think this is just me speaking. You know,
every meeting we've had, we've brought that up.
Yeah.
There's nobody at the meeting other than us.
I have lived in this town for 25 years and just picked up recently when I ran for the council that there was a website and started reading the minutes. So John, I think I'm John Q. Average here. I'm not somebody that's just, but I am interested in government, and I just didn't start reading those minutes until just recently.
I saw one other hand, Ryan.
My worry is, and maybe these three applicants aren't that worried about it, but if the town's done their process and there's open seats, you could run into some possible litigation, you know, by extending this period.
Well, we do, by our code, we are required to have a functioning Planning Commission. We also need a functioning Board of Adjustments, Board of Appeals as well.
Well, you already don't have, because how many vacancies are there on the Board of Adjustments?
I would say this is something for you guys to work on for the next 2 years. Get it out for the next Planning Commission in 2 years. The people that are going to come off.
You're still asking me to vote on something that I don't know anything about.
Well, it's just, I would say it's just bad timing.
Exactly, bad timing. It's bad timing that was placed on this particular agenda.
Well, so is there any other comment?
Can you call a special session in 2 weeks and give it 2 weeks to, if you say it's 14 days?
We could do that.
We could do that, yes. So, Ryan?
I don't know if you can, because there's a certain amount of times those things have to be published. And I don't know if 2 weeks is that amount.
There's nothing on the agenda. There's nothing present on the agenda right now.
And I think it has to be published for 3 weeks, is what I think it is. So, Gary?
No. You may still have to publish it, but you've got a planning meeting scheduled, I think it's the 19th. What if the council were to come and appoint the additional members in that meeting so that we had a quorum? That might
be a good compromise.
Yeah, that's less than 2 weeks away, so we'd probably be okay.
I believe that we've continually put out there that we had vacancies on these boards. So we have published, we have complied with all of that. There's no time frame for accepting an application. I mean, you could accept an application today and act on it today if that's what you wanted to do.
So when I moved into the city, there was a lot of just conjecture, just lots of information. Some of it wasn't truth. And so there was just a lot of information about what was going on, what was happening, what was not happening. And it was unclear. So I can imagine, without throwing oneself into it, like, the people don't know. Unless I go and I do a bunch of research, like, that's the only way I found out about a lot of things.
Well, and so I just searched the town website just while we were sitting here, and I couldn't locate any announcements that said that there was opening. Not anywhere that was pretty easily visible.
And I know that there's onus on us, right? But again, your role is to take our feedback and create something constructive with it, which I know is a crappy job. I applaud what you're doing, and so there is that conflict. Like, how does one accomplish that? So, yeah.
There lies our work. So, what I suggest we do is I'm going to call for a motion. One of you to somebody make a motion, and then we go from there. I put you on the spot, but I put you right on the spot.
I will make an attempt.
Yeah,
because I was the one who opened up this Pandora's box to begin. But I like Gary's suggestion. Can we reconvene the town council on the 19th and the joint meeting of the planning commission?
Yeah. It is.
what night of the week is the 19th?
Wednesday. At 7.
Okay. And do you hold your planning commission meetings here, Gary?
Yeah.
Okay. And by that time, we'll do everything we possibly can, collectively, individually, to go out and see if we can expand the pool. And maybe even by that time come up with some ideas as to how we can enlarge this communication process.
This is an awfully long motion. can you condense it into?
Yes, okay. I move that we have reconvene our town council meeting on the 19th in a joint meeting with the Planning Commission to talk about filling the vacancies that exist on the Planning Commission.
Do I have a motion? Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a second. Is there any discussion on the motion?
I would like to solidify the ways that we're going to get more people. And if it's a Facebook page, if it's a website, and if it's emails, do that. And get a plan together for how we're going to get more people. Because I think the previous people did a great job, and if
we just sit on this for 2 weeks, that's all that's going to happen. We won't have any more input or insight. So we need to have a plan to get more involved.
I'd like to offer to do a Facebook page for the town of Belleville.
That's a big deal, Barb.
Well, I
are you sure you're offering to do that?
I know I've got people that will help me.
Okay, because that would be wonderful, but that is like a big deal, right? I don't know that it's a one-time thing.
Oh, no, you have to administrate it. You have to watch it every day.
And so you're saying you're going to do that? Wow, that is awesome. Good for you. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll see.
Yeah.
Become a position all by itself.
That's huge, Barb. We've looked for someone to do that. That would be amazing.
You'll help me write that one.
I know you can do it.
Is there any more discussion?
Yes, Mayor. I will, in conjunction with this very wonderful gesture, I will volunteer to see how hard it would be to collect the email addresses for members of this team. As many as we possibly can. And then there will be no excuse. We can zap that out and remind people about the meeting, town meetings, the planning commission meetings, any events or other activities that we want to hold. Having that bank of information should be absolutely invaluable.
It's 2022. Like, there's platforms out there that allow for text messaging and alerting, notifications, like all these ways of information to be distributed.
Your telephone numbers, yeah.
Yeah, and so gathering that along with email addresses, phone numbers. Like, I would put my phone number. I don't put my phone numbers in many databases, but like, I would put mine in to get alerts. Say, hey, planning commission is meeting this. This is what we're meeting about. This is the kind of outreach that creates true community, because it creates feedback from the collective as opposed to
a few. Can you get emails from power companies, light company? Are there any sources where we could get town emails, Gary?
We have.
You'd hit privacy
issues,
rules
wouldn't you?
And issues. People are going to have to voluntarily give them to you. And I'd also suggest you have something that says how it's going to be used, how it's going to be kept private. I mean, you're really opening a can of worms.
You are.
Not to be sold.
Yeah, or, you know.
Even a distribution list.
And what's our plan for keeping that private?
Yeah.
Most cities have that. Most cities, I mean,
how many
Kaysville
of you?
City had one, and we would get notifications from the city.
Get an alert when there's a lost child.
From the water company, whenever they're coming to turn on and off my water, I get an alert on my phone.
No, and I'm saying it's totally doable, but you do need to be careful.
Exactly.
Work on it to make sure that
we need to
have our
right
privacy agreement and people have actually
not invade anybody's privacy, but if somebody voluntarily gives us their email address so that they can receive minutes or they can receive information regarding town meetings, who's not going to want to do that?
Well, it's always the fear of that entity selling it to other people.
Well,
and obviously, I'm not concerned about that, but it does happen.
If we were a company or somebody else, but this is the town.
But say, for example, someone messes up and sends the email with all the email addresses in it, which happens sometimes, then we have a problem. If it gets sent from the town and all those emails destinations are kept private, then we're good. I'm just saying it takes a little bit of work.
There are specific software platforms designed to around this specific purposing.
Well, let's call for a vote.
So one more comment.
Okay.
If the Planning Commission meets at 7, how about if the council meets at 6 to talk about some of these issues prior to their meeting?
Is this a good proposal?
To talk about what issues?
The things that we've just talked about.
Well, we've got to do these now, or 2 weeks from now, we're going to be having the same meeting.
Yeah, we can return and report what we've learned since that point.
So in two weeks, we have applicants to discuss. And
right, so that we have a plan before the Planning Commission comes in, is all I'm saying. Opportunity to discuss these things.
Do you have enough time to know that meeting?
That we would meet at 6 on the 19th?
I amend my motion. We would meet at 6 and the planning commission.
And is your second hold? John?
Yeah, but can we meet the announcing requirements for 2 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah, because we've already had it published for...
You only have to... A special meeting requires a 24-hour notice, that's all.
Okay, so we're good on that? Yeah, the second stands.
But we'll give it a lot more than 24 hours notice, since we're 2 weeks out.
Can you? Go ahead.
Just before you vote, can we restate the motion? I want to know if it's continued. Is that what we're doing with this? Is it continued? Was that in your motion?
We're going to meet and reaffirm, basically, or reappoint members of the planning commission that you've got a meeting scheduled. So
you're wondering if item number 4 is being continued?
That's what I'm asking. It's on the agenda. Are we continuing that till that meeting? Is that included in your motion? That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. That's clear. So we'll call for a vote on this with the state.
Mary, aye. Barbara, aye.
Robin, aye.
Aye.
Scott, aye. Okay. So we can skip item number 6 because we're not appointing any officers, correct?
No.
No.
You're skipping number 5. That's the approval of the resolution.
Okay.
But the appointment of the officers is the clerk recorder and any other officers that you want to appoint.
Okay, so this evening, and do I have to do that in a motion, make a motion?
You'll want the advice and the consent of the council. And so basically you could just make a statement that I would like to appoint.
Okay. So I would like to make a statement that tonight I would like to appoint Lynn Schinderling as the clerk / recorder of the town of Daniel with help from Mary Duggan for us the next several months until we appoint a clerk / recorder. Now, I'm just going to talk for a second. Stacy tells me I talk too much, but I just want the town that is here, I want the members of the town to know that we do have a couple of applications that have been submitted for this clerk recorder position. And in the process of getting sworn in, I felt like that we had the next month or so to get this put into process. So tonight, my statement is that we appoint Lynn Schinderling and Mary Duggan to handle the clerk / recorder position for the next couple of months until we appoint the next clerk / recorder for the town of Daniel. That's my statement. That's what I propose.
Do we have any applicants for this position?
We do. Am I at liberal to say who they are, or?
Well, I imagine if they apply.
Well, if you are going to appoint in tonight, and basically that kicks that, in my opinion, kicks that ball down the road, because we will then fill the vacancy.
Yep.
And we don't need to then review applications because you've already put her in position for a period of time.
Yeah.
And then we can go out and, again, same thing, cast the net as far and wide as we can. I know that there were people who applied, but basically their applications are still valid. That's my opinion.
I think it would also be prudent to re-advertise the position.
Yeah.
And as Robin says, in a wider net, you know, after the holidays all over and everybody's back, and once this government gets established, it will be a lot easier to accept applications, review, and train a new person. So I'm in agreement with Robin on that.
Okay.
So do we have applicants, though?
We do.
We have how many? Do we know?
We have two that I'm aware of, and I'm sure if we advertised the position, I'm sure that there would be maybe a few others that are just hanging in the wings waiting to see what has taken place. I've had a conversation with a couple of people who have said they were thinking about it, haven't put an application in yet, but I think if we as we take the next month or so to figure things out and re-advertise it, then that creates opportunity to have everybody put their hat in the ring, so to speak.
Do we have a good job description for that position?
We do.
I wrote one at the request of our former mayor, and so we did put that out, and got, I think, at least one application, maybe two, but I'm not sure that we advertised in all of the venues that we should have at that time, so I'd like to redo that process. But yeah, we do have a job description, and it's not all inclusive, but it's basic, and then there's a caveat there. These are the duties, but not necessarily all of the duties.
And I have a copy of that, and if you'll reach out to me, I mean, my phone number's there, and so is my email address, I would be more than happy to forward that to you. I'm just catching up into the era of forwarding email, so.
I would suspect that Lynn would advertise that on our website, so it would be available there too.
Okay, so I'll call, do we need to call for a motion?
I'll make a motion that we appoint Lynn Schinderling and Mary Duggan as temporary clerk recorder, and that we continue advertising for the position.
Mayor? Could we maybe hammer down is it a month, 3 months, 2 months?
I would say that by the February meeting, that gives us the 3 weeks to advertise the thing by February. By the February meeting, we should be able to make a decision on that. Have those applicants come, do a little interview, meet them, visit with them, and go from there. Is that out of line?
Well, if indeed we're going to get this net casting process started, it's going to take us a while to get the ball moving. I don't know whether a month's going to give us ample time, but I guess if we kick into high gear.
Well, I there again, I'm like what's been mentioned tonight. You know, I really feel like that if the people that are interested in filling the position, they're going to put an application in, and we're going to be able to, you know, we're going to see who's available. And I don't think we stretch it out over a huge period of time. I think we try and we give them the opportunity, we look and view the applications, and then we make a decision moving forward. And that's what we need to do as a council, and starting to put everything back together. So,
who's going to train the new person?
Well, I've asked Lynn and Mary that if they would be involved in that process, and they both agreed to that. Help do some training with the new applicant. In talking to Sister Schinderling, Lynn, sorry. I
call right.
You sister or brother or whatever, but this is not a permanent position for her. She made that clear when I spoke with her, and but she is willing to do whatever it takes to help get an individual trained. If that takes 2 or 3 months, she's or 6 months or whatever, she's willing to help us do that. As she volunteered to do that. So, did I speak out of line?
No, that's correct.
Okay.
Are we compensating you, Lynn?
I don't know.
We need to. So that needs to be an agenda item or whatever.
I think that does need to be an agenda item for next month, and we need to determine how we're going to pay these individuals that are helping us out at this period of time.
I think if Lynn's actually going to do the job, she ought to just get what the previous person was getting.
Do we make a motion for that?
I don't know.
I'll call for
the agenda, don't you think?
Well, I think we should make a motion tonight for it so she can be compensated from here on out.
Well, I'll call for a motion right now. If there's no further discussion, we'll call for a motion.
Not being an agenda item, I don't know that you can vote on it, but I honestly want to see how much time it takes. I think the current salary is over what I would expect. I maybe half of that, but I want to see how much time is involved. You talk about Mary and I training the new person. We've got to learn the job first. There are a lot of things that I haven't done this for 4 years. The software program, I've got to get up to speed on things. So I think it's probably going to be a couple of months, but I do need to see how much time is involved. I think it's wise to set office hours. I think it should be determined maybe in another month. Okay. We'll have an idea what's going on.
And I'm good with that. So
I think we should continue with the normal salary until wages outweigh the salary until that's been determined. There's no reason we should work for less than what we've been done before.
Well, we don't have this item on the agenda. And so,
well, we have the appointment.
Yes, you do, but you don't have the discussion of salary or wages or.
Well, I don't know that there needs to be that.
If you're going to spend town's money, I would think that needs to be.
The town has in place an ordinance that defines the salary for
those positions. Yeah, it's already there. Right.
Then if you're going, then that should be part of the motion.
And some of us have declined those amounts in the past, which is, a preference that you have. But it is set by an ordinance at this time. And we can change that. We can do that. But at this point, it is already set.
So we'll do that in as an agenda item in the next meeting. Is that okay? Okay. So we don't need to call for a motion or anything.
We can go ahead and appoint her and then establish the salary in the next meeting.
And Ms. Norris made a motion to do so, which has not been seconded.
I'll second that.
What do I say?
Are you calling for the vote?
I've called for the vote.
Okay. Mary abstains. That means I'm just not going to vote.
Okay.
Barbara, aye.
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 Scott, aye.
Scott, I've got a question, but I'm not sure if that's the right time to even say anything, but I thought when Eric was, accepted pro tem mayor, that I thought I'd heard that afterwards that he would go back to council. And I don't see him on the council anymore. What happened? I just didn't hear or didn't understand. So I'll have a question.
I was surprised also.
You were surprised too.
That's a red flag. We got a council lady up there that's surprised to have a council spot. We probably ought to work on that.
Yeah, I thought the understanding was, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you were temporary until the new people went in. That was what was spoken at
the
last meeting.
Serve,
of course you are.
But I have
but
no
that
idea.
Was, yeah, I was like, I was surprised, not unpleasantly so, but I was like, huh, what's going on?
So, Eric, do you want to address that?
I can, but we'll probably hit that in planning and council reports, if you want to do it at that point.
Okay. I kind of figured we were coming to this at some point. So we will hit that in council and planning reports. Is that okay, John?
Yeah.
So we'll move on to item number 7. Business licenses, I don't see any new ones, and I don't see any renewals. I'm sure there'll be some for next month. Let's go to item number 8. council planning reports and updates.
I'm working on the CDBG application for grant funding for Stormhaven. Amelia Pace has given me the information that I need to do the low and to moderate income survey of Stormhaven. The plan is to survey all of Stormhaven water system, every user that's on the system. We have a form that will be filled out by each household that just indicates what their income is. They're sealed into completely anonymously sealed into an envelope and submitted into Mountain Land Association of Governments. And they will then compile the information and let us know if, in fact, we will qualify to actually apply for grant funding. So I'm going to work with Lynn, and we're going to print these forms up, and then I'm going to try to contact some of the people up in Stormhaven. And I see one of those people that I'm going to be calling right here in the room, and see if they will help me go door to door. And it works better if the neighborhood knows that some of the neighbors are helping with this. But if anyone on the council would like to also participate, I'd appreciate it. We have 60 households that are, that's what my paperwork tells me, but I haven't gotten on the address list yet. 60 households to survey, and 51 of those will actually be counted in the final results. So 51
out of 60.
Out of 60, yeah. And the additional ones will be used in case somebody doesn't fill out the form properly.
So Mary, question on that. Can we just survey Stormhaven, or do we have to survey the town?
No, just Stormhaven. And we're working on the Stormhaven system, so we'll just be there.
And CDBG's good with that?
Mm-hmm. They've approved
good.
That.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And I know you did this before, so if you'd like to help again?
For sure. Just okay. Let me know which houses or when, and
that'd be
I'd
awesome.
Be glad to help.
That'll be awesome. As soon as we get this together, I'll be in touch. I think that's all I have for this meeting.
Okay, Barb?
Oh, I'm still wondering about the council position, and you said that we were going to talk about it now?
We will bring that up here shortly. Rob? John? Okay. So, Eric, I'm going to call you back up here again.
Okay.
Have you talked about the John's question?
Okay. Let me hand out the planning report for you so you can be looking at that as we talk about this. This planning report is items that we're doing, working on in the town right now, just so you're aware of what's going on. People will ask questions when homes are being built, grounds being broken, so.
Thank you.
And you for you, Bill, Trustee.
Thank you. So what we got, as you glaze over that, is back to the why Barbara's up here. State code 20A1510 is the election and vacancy in municipal offices. So when this last appointment took place, and I was appointed up to the mayor, then we appointed a council person. Apparently we didn't follow that law to the T. So our attorneys have suggested that we leave it the way it is, and it has actually gone to the governor's office, and they will be reporting to our attorneys of which direction we should go. It's spelled out, our code speaks to that code. We have to follow that word for word. The two things we didn't do is we didn't vote. We went right to drawing out of the hat. That's not allowed. That's not what the law says. That's not what you do. So you're supposed to vote. Then the two highest ones come, you vote again. Then you go to the law. So we're on the range of our attorneys. I'm not legal advice. My attorney says, town attorney says, could be anything from an illegal appointment to an outright dissolve thing. So his suggestion to me was just let it ride. until we get that back from the Lieutenant Governor's office. That's where it's at right now. We haven't heard back. I read this code, and when I read it, my interpretation is that when you appoint somebody to fill that, it goes for that term. So you would be here for the next 2 years until my term expired. And that's how I read this.
And have we already gotten in trouble because of how you've read stuff? Isn't that why we're in this mess?
No.
Or just that isn't...
So...
Meaning that we thought it was one way.
So
didn't...
If I have the floor, I'd like to just keep going here for a minute, and then you can... So, as that goes through, C2, two individuals having the highest number of votes in the municipal legislative body, after the first vote is taken, shall appear before the municipal legislative body, and the municipal legislative body shall vote again. And so that's how I read that. And that's what the attorneys are saying, we did not follow that process. And so the Lieutenant Governor will make that determination on what we do from there. He says probably at the minimum what we'll have to do is go back and ratify any vote that he was involved with, which was a zone change and a couple of little things, but that at the minimum we'll have to go back and ratify that. But we're just gonna, whatever the Lieutenant Governor says, I think the town should follow that advice. Okay? Now, that was on the legal part. We can get into that more if you want to go into closed session. I have some, because the town could incur some liability, and so you could go in for legal if you want to discuss that further and get to the nuts and bolts of it. But I think the town could incur some liability in that, and you wouldn't want that out in the public. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, is there any questions on the planning report?
Yeah, it looks like there's lots of good things, right?
There's a lot going on. We're a busy little town.
Yeah. But it looks like there's some issues that are the planning is addressing, and are those going okay, or is there anything input from the town council that you need to move forward with any of these things?
Yes. Very, a lot of those things. So, the Reader case, we sent them an order to remove, and so that was received. We also sent out stop work orders to at least two. You guys, as a council, will need to schedule a hearing.
Has Jeremy Keel requested a hearing? Or?
No, the Tarchinkos have.
Okay.
And so they've requested a hearing before the council. So you need to do that and send out the notice to them when that hearing is going to take place. I should just go down the list, huh?
Yeah.
Jeremy Keel, we issued a stop work order. The house has been worked on without a permit. We issued the stop work order. They continued. That was in November. They continued, and now we have people in the house. I think that the council will have to decide how they want to handle that. I'm thinking they want to send notice to discontinue service of the water to the house, and that constitutes a 10-day notice. Also a notice to the health department, because in a sense, when you turn off the water, you've condemned the house.
So help me understand this a little bit more, Eric, if you can.
Sure.
Jeremy finished a house or something?
So this is the old Flower Time house.
Okay, yeah.
And so they went in, it was gutted, they went in. We talked to him on the onset of that. I'm gonna get a permit, we're gonna, everything by the book. That didn't happen. All of a sudden there was sheetrock in there. So we went back and said, hey, just go get the permit. This isn't that hard, get the permit. And,
yeah.
And the inspector, if you have to tear some sheetrock off, the inspector has that right. He's putting his name on it. But if you move electrical or plumbing, you have to have a permit and inspection. You've done code. That didn't happen. So now he's moved people in the house.
Okay.
So it's up to the council how you enforce that, how you do that code. How you want to deal with that.
But is there a recommendation from planning?
This hasn't been before the Planning Commission other than we talked about the violations. So, unfortunately, the other council appointed me as nuisance officer.
Not unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate.
Maybe for you.
Yeah. I guess I should clarify. So when, if there's a violation and there's a complaint, then I go out and make that determination. If it is a violation, in my opinion, then I gather that evidence and then I'll issue a letter for the stop work order. And again, it comes with severe penalties. I mean, it's severe penalties if it goes to court. $750 a day, time in jail, all those things are open to that. That's not the goal. The goal of the council is to bring them into compliance. And that's my goal. If the goal is something else, then, and I've spoken to Scott about this, you know, it's a tough place to be. But there's a reason everybody lives in the town of Daniel. And it's because of those codes and ordinances, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And so those things need to be followed, in my opinion. And so that being dumped on me, sorry, that I accepted to do. that's how it is. So they have the right to the hearing. That's what they do. They come and ask you guys, and you guys have to move on that. That hearing needs to be scheduled for the Charchinkos. So the Gebo, we held public hearing. When he took us to court and said it wasn't done correctly, the court has issued a order back. They remanded it back to the town. We said, well, what does the town do? Do we hold another public hearing? Because they said, no, you've had your public hearing. Mm-hmm. Well, we have, at this point, not one of the council was at that public hearing. So nobody on this council making that decision for that zone change would have heard any of the public's concern. So we wrote back to the court and asked for clarification. What do we have to do? And this is what we propose we do, hold a new public hearing. That just came back last week, and we have to schedule that hearing. So we're on a timeline for that. That will take a 14-day notice, because that's a land use. So it's a 14-day public hearing notice, and everybody within 500 feet of that property needs a personal letter sent to them, notice of that hearing.
Yeah.
And so that's something that the council needs to do. And we are on a timeline. The court sets that timeline. So, again, if you want to go into detail with that, we probably should go into closed session if you want to go into the details on that. And then, of course, the last one there is the church and close, which we talked about with the hearing.
So, just a question, Eric. I mean, would it be appropriate to schedule the Charchinkos hearing now, right now, or?
Whenever you guys want to schedule it.
They're here, so let's schedule.
So I'll make a comment. I don't know who my accusers are. I don't know. Evidence. I don't have any information. I don't know who's been on my property. I don't have any of the details about what I'm being accused of, other than you're outside of all these codes on the thing. So I'm waiting for an email from Eric saying who are my accusers? What's the information? What's the proof? If there's public information available that I'm accused of, then I should be able to know where it's coming from. And I don't have any of that.
So you don't know what you've done wrong?
No.
Okay.
I don't know, what they say I've done wrong. Hey, you built, the building.
I don't know how far you want to go in.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, but we do need to make sure you know what you did wrong.
We know what we're being accused of. We know we're being accused of.
Okay.
But we haven't been provided the conjecture or evidence. If you've got evidence, then you'd see.
We'll schedule a hearing.
So I need to know that information. I'm wondering who reported it, who is my accuser, what's the information at hand, who's provided that, has anybody from the city been on my property to do that?
I think it's more, from what I know, what little I know, it's ordinances that you're not following.
So I guess the question is if it's all conjecture then, so I'm innocent until I'm proven guilty, and so I want to know what. They're saying, hey, you're doing these things that are against code. And I can, I mean, I can bring an engineered schematic of how that all laid out and size of what it is and all the detail around it, but I don't, this, I mean.
This is not on our agenda.
Yeah.
Lynn is taking minutes of all the things you're saying.
Oh.
These should be said in the public hearing. When that meeting's called, the mayor sets the agenda. He can then decide when he would like this item to come before the town. Then we can all get our facts together, and
I think
we shouldn't be debating it here tonight.
Sure. Yeah, well, that's Jeremy's just saying, though, is he doesn't have enough information maybe to be prepared for the public hearing.
Correct.
I think that's what he's trying to get.
Does he have the information he needs from you?
So that letter was sent out? Some of you received that letter?
I got a copy.
Did that make sense to you?
Yes, it made sense.
And that's what I wrote you back. Read your letter if you want to know what the accusations are.
I'm entitled to know who my accusers are and what the evidence is at hand. Is that not correct?
That can come up in the public meeting.
It's not allowed to be provided prior. And I'm questioning, can I have that information prior to that? Like, hey, yeah, we did an inspection on this date or this, and this person came on the property or whatever that data is, other than just like, hey, we think you're doing this. Can you do this? Instead of, hey, we know you're doing this, because that's what a stop work order is. It says, we know you're doing something, versus, hey, we think you're doing something. So, like, I'm assuming that what you're doing is illegal. Here's your stop work order.
But you're asking us.
Oh, no, this is just data. Like, I don't need to, I didn't even want to, like, I wasn't prepared to talk about this at all. Like, I happen to be here to support and.
Well, let's schedule a hearing.
Okay.
For the meeting in February.
Yep. Yeah.
Put that on the agenda, and we'll schedule that for the next meeting in February.
So will it happen during the town council meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And is it possible to get that information?
I don't know, Jeremy.
Eric, is it possible to get that information?
I don't think you need that information.
I
think that you're an honest guy, and I think if you come to the council and they ask you the question, you'll answer that question.
Sure.
And so I
guess the question is if there's evidence against me or.
So I went out, I did the investigation.
Okay.
In my eyes, there's a problem.
Okay, so perfect. Did you.
Were we reported to you by somebody else?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we know who the accuser is?
Wait, it says that we can know who our.
I'm the one that made that determination, right here.
Wait, you make the determination whether we can know who our accusers are?
No, I make the determination if there's a violation.
Sorry.
And so that's just how it works. I'm going to just go to this.
Let's stop right here. Let's bring it back into focus here.
Okay.
We've scheduled the meeting for February, and we'll move forward with that.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else on planning reports, updates?
No, so everything there on the bottom, I just wanted to be aware the risk fraud assessment was sent in. That doesn't have anything to do with planning. I just want you to know that was sent in. We was under a time crunch, and so that was signed and sent to the state. The workers' compensation audit is complete, and then Mary talked about the LMI survey. And then, are we still hitting the water?
Yeah, we've got to go. Right now we're on 8. We'll go to 9 and 10.
But Eric, do you need more help or insight on the reader, Keel, and Jibo right now?
Do you need more insight?
Well, I understand there's issues going on there.
There is.
And I don't know if you need any council input or anything, or if you're just moving forward with them.
Would we go into closed session
if you'd like more information?
Okay.
Because the details is.
Okay. I understand.
Can I ask what notice to remove is?
So that's a notice to remove. We issued a notice to remove out of the right of way.
Okay.
Some trees and a fence. And
right.
So that notice went out and certified mail.
Anything else on the council planning reports, updates?
Eric, thanks for what you do.
Well, there's one thing.
No, you have a tough job. I understand that, and I respect that. Thanks for what you do.
Okay, let's go to number 9, Daniel Municipal Water. I'm assuming you're handling that, darling?
Well, I just had a couple of things. We got a notice from Kimtech that their prices will be going up. We haven't had one for a while. And so that's all of our, that's the ones that do our lab samples. So those prices will be increasing. I just wanted to be aware of that.
Okay.
We do have the meters that we do need to look at. The batteries are starting to fail. It's the wrong time of year to change meters, in my opinion. But
yep.
So we can still manual read them if there is some kind of an issue, but I think we're down to three that are very late, and the council will have to decide what kind of action they want to take on that.
Okay. Probably just let them ride almost until you get to them.
On the meters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about the overdue bills.
Oh.
We have three of those that are pretty deep. And I actually think those will knock on the door of one of them, and it'll been some issues. And I assume that option is still open with this council if they have hard times to come talk to you. Yep. Make some arrangements.
I would hope.
Okay. I'll make them aware of that.
Okay, let's move to item number 10, Stormhaven Water.
So the Stormhaven Water, I do have an item there. We did receive this past year an exceedance of our copper level. So we have enhanced testing going on, and we will have for a while.
Okay. That's an ongoing issue that we've had and that we'll look into and work with as we move forward with new counts, correct?
So basically, it just means we have to take additional tests for the next year to see if we can, to see if it was an anomaly or if we can isolate where the problem is. So the good news is it doesn't appear to be coming from our source, so it's somewhere in the system, and the exceedance wasn't huge. So it's not that water isn't safe; it's just trying to track down if there's a problem at certain customers' homes. And then I report that water meter, the master meter, leak is back.
So
not as bad as it was. But
Ryan, when you take tests, where do you test?
We have to test at the source and at five separate homes. So we have to set up additional test sites, which are just homes of people that are going to be used to us coming around and asking for samples. And we'll test at those five sites monthly, plus the source.
So is each house exceeding the safe level?
So it's the samples at the home, at some of the homes. So right now we have, as a standard procedure, we have three homes in the Stormhaven network that we go through to one. We alternate through the three every month as we test. But the one, and then we have to do certain samples for copper that we take from different homes. We took those samples and a couple of them came back above the regulatory limit. Most of them weren't, but a couple of them exceeded. So now we have to select five different homes than the ones we sampled at and sample those monthly or quarterly. Don't quote me on that. For the next year, so that what we're trying to do is isolate and see if it's just certain homes that have a copper problem, or if it's somewhere in our system. That
so if a home has all copper pipes, chances of that home being
broken. And so in Stormhaven, there are a number of old homes that meet that criteria. They have that copper that is suspect. What we're trying to do is isolate and find out if that's it, or if there is a problem with our system.
Do you have to test all of the homes then?
No, it's spot checking, and so no, we don't have to check all the homes at this time.
So you just use the same five homes for the next year?
Yes. But have to be different than the homes that were originally tested.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a weird test. It's a test of people's pipes versus the system. And so it's like we get the hit, but it's actually the homes after the meter that's the problem. Yeah. So it's kind of a
weird. And the source has been ruled out.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have to continue to test the source to make sure it stays ruled out.
Okay.
So anyway, Chemtech Ford rates went up, and you'll see more tests.
There's no inflation.
Okay. Anything else on Stormhaven Water? We've already done item number 11, so we'll move to item number 12, which is the recorder's office warrants and approval of announcements. I see we have that. Who's in charge of that? Eric, are you in charge of that tonight, or Lynn?
I just
new mayor, you're in charge.
I just received these obviously, because I haven't been in the office yet. So either I can read through them or you can, just to be aware of each cost.
Why don't you go ahead and read through those real quick?
Okay. Beginning with Comcast.
Sure.
The office phone, I don't see a charge on that. Eric? $500 for the rent, legal fees, general legal, and two specific cases that are broken out. Engineering, planning, engineering. All of this is to TO for $3,105 and $831. Executech, I believe, is the monthly IT charge. The new firm, $364.70. IT repair, $145. Express bill pay, there isn't anything listed. Utah Department of Finance, we have two bonds, the town of Daniel does, one due in January and I believe the other due in August. So this is the one issued, series 2011 water bond. This is the annual premium for $67.14.76. Postmaster certified mail, $7.88. The workers' comp renewal, I believe is what Eric was mentioning, is a yearly for $368.44. Total for the town, $15,903.03. Public Works, you'll see hours for Shelley Bunker, who does the blue stakes and the meter reads. Eric Bunker's time for Public Works listed there, his compensation for the month. Looks like we replaced a stop sign, or put in a stop sign at Little Sweden and Mill Road for $77.32. December snow removal, $58.39.55. It's beginning to be looking like a good snow year. I looked at the budget and we had $17,000 budgeted, so hopefully we won't go over that.
Hopefully we do.
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah. Hopefully we have the water.
Chlorine testing kits. The CC to the side of it means it was put on the credit card. And the mayor's salary was not paid this month. You can see the other salaries there, totaling $54,082.89. And then the bottom set of numbers is the planning commissioners, some of whom don't take a payment each month. On the Daniel Municipal Water on the back side, CenturyLink, Heber Power and Light, Chemtech Ford is the sampling, TO Engineering for engineering and sampling of the water there, plus the Shelley's payroll totaling $1,191.25 for Daniel Municipal. Down on Stormhaven, you have Dominion Energy, Heber Power and Light, Chemtech Ford, once again doing the sampling, and TO Engineering costs. Shelley Bunker doing the water billing. So you can see your totals there, $1,708.80.
Lynn, it seems like I remember on some of these in the past we've had a little more detail, like on TO Engineering planning for $3,000. Did we used to see a name or something?
Yes.
About where that was spent?
It was itemized out by specific site.
Can we do that again, just so we kind of have a feel and know?
I asked Ryan about that before, too. Yeah, we were getting it by each account. And it was explained to me that it was easier for our clerk to compile it into one number. But I like it itemized out too. I don't know how much extra work that is.
The information's available, so on our invoice we break it out.
So what I would suggest is just include those invoices in the packet, and you can look at it in as much detail as you need, and if there's any questions, I'm always happy to answer them.
And I don't know that it's for question, it's more just for knowing.
Yeah, well, just for knowing, that's great. If you have questions, by all means, I'm all available.
We can't ask the questions if we don't have the detail. And so by having the detail, then we become more informed, and then we can communicate better.
So my recommendation would be to just include the invoice in the packet rather than take that list and expand it out.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, let's call for a motion.
Mr. Dennis.
Jerry.
Is there the only one getting paid on commission? Planning commission?
Yeah, we did everything online this time.
Okay, but you're the only one that's getting...
Yeah, everything else was done, handled online.
Okay. That's all.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. Well, let's call for a motion.
Motion to approve the warrants.
Have a first, but have a second.
I'll second it.
Have a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, let's take a vote then. Start with Mary.
Mary, aye. Barbara, aye.
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 Can I comment, please?
Yes.
Normally, we have in January a quarterly report on the budget. We don't have it this month, so I would hope that we would get that next month in. I think we can do that.
As of year end, still, the number, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I would also like to request, when we take a look at this, if we have some categories where the budget, where we're overspending in some areas, we would have to have a public hearing to have a budget adjustment. So at this point, I can't say for sure that we are going to do that, but I would suspect that at some point soon, in the area of public works, the roads, because of the snow removal and because we had the, patch ceiling?
The crack ceiling?
Crack ceiling, yes. We will have to make an adjustment there, I'm sure. So just giving you a heads up on the fact that we might have to schedule a budget hearing for, I don't know if February or March will be appropriate. Once we take a look at the budget, we'll be able to figure that out.
Very good. Okay, item number 13, possible closed session. I think we determined that we were going to go into a closed session. I don't know if do we need to call for a vote on that?
We have to make a motion.
Okay.
And we have to state the purpose for the closed session, so I will make a motion that we go into closed session to discuss pending and imminent litigation.
I'll second it.
Okay. Have a first, have a second.
Call for vote.
Mary?
Mary, aye.
Robin?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item number 14, call for a motion to adjourn this meeting.
No, not yet.
You'll have to come back.
No. We have to go into closed session.
Okay.
And then we have to come out and
motion to take a break.
Thank you. thank you for your patience. We also have to.
Do you want me to say now?
Yeah, we have to get all the remaining.